Number 4. Temptation that leads to sin always follows the same overall process. Verse 14 begins the process, and verse 15 carries it out. Pay close attention. Step 1, the bait is dropped. Step 2, the inner desire is attracted to that bait. Step 3, sin occurs when we yield, when we bite the bait. Step 4, sin results in tragic consequences. We end up hooked and fried. I'm using these vivid and analogous terms because of James's terminology. Watch what he wrote. But each one is tempted when he is carried away and enticed by his own lust. Then when lust has conceived, it gives birth to sin, and when sin is accomplished, it brings forth death. James chapter 1, verses 14 and 15. The word entice is a fishing term. When you fish, you've got to provide a bait that interests and entices a fish. Where I live, fish like shrimp. You put a juicy little shrimp on the hook and try to keep him alive so he keeps snapping and dancing, just as if he's swimming, and you cast out into the ocean. A big gulf trout cannot resist it if he sees it. If you handle things just right, you've got a sure strike. Why? Because you have chosen a bait that interests the fish. Here is that fish, safe, casual, doing whatever fish do. Then the bait drops. He has to reckon with it. I don't know how fish think, but they probably look and think something like, "Wow, that looks great." And when that fish leaves his hiding place for the bait, he's as good as caught. So are we. As long as we remain obedient to the Lord, drawing our strength and our delight from Him, the evil system around us can drop all sorts of bait and it won't seriously interest us. Oh, it's there. But our Lord's word and power are stronger and more important to us than anything out there. But when we choose not to obey God and slip out after the bait, we're as good as gone. Perhaps you're wondering how to say no consistently. Look at Genesis 39 for the classic means to handle temptation. Now Joseph had been taken down to Egypt, and Potiphar, an Egyptian officer of Pharaoh, the captain of the bodyguard, bought him from the Ishmaelites who had taken him down there. And the Lord was with Joseph, so he became a successful man, and he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian. Now his master saw that the Lord was with him and how the Lord caused all that he did to prosper in his hand. So Joseph found favor in his sight and became his personal servant, and he made him overseer over his house, and all that he owned he put in his charge. And it came about that from the time he made him overseer in his house and over all that he owned, the Lord blessed the Egyptian's house on account of Joseph. Thus the Lord's blessing was upon all that he owned, in the house and in the field. So he left everything he owned in Joseph's charge, and with him there he did not concern himself with anything except the food which he ate. Now Joseph was handsome in form and appearance, and it came about after these events that his master's wife looked with desire at Joseph, and she said, "Lie with me." But he refused. Genesis chapter 39, verses 1 through 8. Did you notice the bait that was dropped? Here is a handsome single man alone in Potiphar's home. And Potiphar's wife has a lustful desire for this man and says, "Lie with me." Now, that's what I'd call dropping the bait. Nothing subtle about Mrs. Potiphar. But Joseph refused, and look at his answer. "Behold, with me here, my master does not concern himself with anything in the house, and he has put all that he owns in my charge. There is no one greater in this house than I, and he has withheld nothing from me except you, because you are his wife. How then could I do this great evil and sin against God?" Genesis chapter 39, verses 8 and 9. Isn't that strong? Here is a man whose heart for God took precedence. How can I sin this way against God? He consciously and willfully rejected the bait. And it came about, as she spoke to Joseph day after day, Don't think for a moment that once you have resisted, it will end. The same tempting thoughts will come over and over and over. Just because you say no once doesn't mean Satan quits. That he did not listen to her to lie beside her or be with her. Now it happened one day that he went into the house to do his work, and none of the men of the household was there inside. And she caught him by his garment, saying, "Lie with me." And he left his garment in her hand and fled and went outside. Genesis chapter 39, verses 10 through 12. I like that. He took off. He ran like mad. She got the garment, and he, eventually, got his reward. By the way, there's a name for folks who linger and try to reason with lust. Victim.